it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11, so feel free to get online early if you can. We're here from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning. The number, 860-522-9842, or WTIC if you can't remember 9842. And we'll do our best to help you with whatever computer technology question you might have. We will take a shot at it. Give it the old college try, as it were.
Yeah.
To help you if we can, or at least send you down the right direction if we can do that.
Yep.
It is pretty crazy out there when it comes to technology, and with AI adding to the craziness.
in many more ways than one.
Holy moly. we will do what we can for you. So feel free to get online. And we are simulcasting the program on the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, which is on Facebook. So if you want to join that and you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. Mm-hmm. And you can watch us there, or you can watch us on the YouTubes. We've got a link there as well. And we also are now on Spotify.
Spotify!
Yes, we've Ooh. Made it to Spotify. We put a ticket in, and it only took a year and a half.
No.
But we're now on Spotify. And some sort of minor glitch. Maybe it was because we had over 600 shows for them to link. I don't know.
No.
That probably would have done it. But we're there too. So if you don't want to use the Odyssey app, although we'd recommend you do, you can also find us on Spotify or any other of your favorite podcasting sources. So keep that in mind. Also, I have to give you a quick note. Next Saturday, we are broadcasting from the world headquarters of Tab Computer Systems in East Hartford, where they shut down your street. Because
yes.
We don't know why. So they've shut down Bissell Street in East Hartford. So it was only a one-way street to begin with, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
They have shut that one down. But so you'll have to come around a different way to get to our world headquarters. But it's pretty easy to do. Just put our address in there. And you can drop off your e-waste. And the folks at Environmental Office Solutions, our partner in this, will responsibly recycle your e-waste, meaning your computers, your cell phones, your ink cartridges. They love ink cartridges.
They want all the ink cartridges they can get.
You wouldn't believe what they've got going on in there as far as recycling ink cartridges. So any or toner cartridges or anything like that. So if you want to get rid of it responsibly, we'll take care of it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop by. Dennis and I will be broadcasting outside the front of our world headquarters. You can just drive through. It's really very simple and quick, and get rid of your e-waste effectively. So that's next Saturday in East Hartford. So as we usually discuss some sort of technology news you can use or frighten you with. We're not trying to frighten you. We really aren't. It's just
no.
It's just a real what's out there. Anthropic.
Yes, Anthropic.
These are the guys who are paying $1.5 billion in fines to authors who they stole their content from. They are backing a California bill that would mandate AI transparency measures.
Really?
Yeah, the bill, if passed.
Wait, they stole authors' content.
Yes.
And now they want to promote transparency.
Yes. Well, they want to get some good press, I guess. The bill, if passed, would set some of the first broad legal requirements for AI companies in the United States. Well, isn't that nice?
Huh.
So, again, this is California. basically they're going to have, if you make $500 million, so this is only going to apply to companies making $500 million. Now, I've had a creepy discussion with Grok, and I don't even know why I chose Grok, but I have like five different AI apps on my phone just because I really have to in my world. I don't use them for much, but I just had a creepy conversation, and Grok was very proud of the fact that they burn through $1 billion a year. No, a month.
A month?
$1 billion a month.
Oh.
In energy and computers and whatever, all the top talent to possibly maybe eke out $500 million we'll see at the end of the year. They use like 600,000 gallons of water too.
What?
A month, yeah.
Oh.
Because I was talking to them about what the value of AI was. You know, if you're gonna be there, buddy, you know, pay your own way. And Grok, to their credit, because the AI will stroke you. The AI will. It's the creepiest conversation if you want to have a conversation with it. And there's actually modes too, which I haven't even clicked on. There's like, it's just creep. It's super creepy. So if you go into the app itself, you can have like a therapist mode. You can have a, I envision when I'm talking to Grok. Uh-huh. In my mind, Grok's voice is basically Randy Savage, WWE Randy, the Macho Man. I picture his voice when Grok talks, because if you do that while you're reading what it's saying, and you picture it in Macho Man Randy Savage's voice, I don't know why, it just tickles me. That's the kind of response, because he's just it's so sycophant type of response from the AI. It's creepy. It really, really is creepy. But I digress. So it looks like California is going to be regulating the companies that are AI driven that are actually making money. Okay. So we'll see what happens here. I guess the first time this legislation was passed, the governor Newsom there vetoed it. So we'll see what happens going forward, because AI is getting pretty creepy. But we'll put the link up there. You can read what Anthropic seems to support in California. What else you got there, Dennis?
I have another AI story.
Of course we do.
This comes out of Albania.
Ah, yes.
The prime minister.
The modern country of Albania.
Yeah, and it is a modern country.
Of course it is.
A lot more modern than it was 30 years ago. But
awesome.
Anyway.
What are they doing?
Their prime minister has named a new minister.
Yes.
In their government.
Yeah.
Which is a chatbot.
AI chatbot is a new minister of an Albanian's cabinet.
The chatbot's name is Diela, which means sun in Albanian, as in sun in the sky, not sun child.
Gotcha. And the idea that sunlight will actually
root
out any
kind
of corruption.
And that is the goal here. Yes. What Diela is a corruption minister.
I love it.
And what they're going to do with it is to have it look at procurement within the Albanian government, mainly looking at contracts and bids on the contracts.
Interesting.
To see what's going on, what actual stuff is in there, where the money's going, how much it's for, and all of that.
And who's getting it.
Gotcha. Right. And the goal is to cut down on corruption and waste.
So basically a Doge AI.
Kind of, but it's focused solely on the procurement angle, and they're not looking at things like staffing levels in agencies or anything like that, like our Doge was.
They're looking for somebody writing a law that then sends money to their buddy.
Well, right? Not writing a law. We're talking about contracts. Like government wants to buy fighter jets.
Yes.
And then some company builds them and puts in a bid. Well, they're going to look at the proposal and then the bids and look for, make sure everything that matches up, make sure that there isn't an overpayment for something built into a contract and all of that stuff.
So you think it's going to go that deep? They're going to actually then, so look at the contract.
That's what they say. That's what the prime minister of Albania is telling us about this.
I like it.
Whether it actually flies, you never know. But at least in theory, this is the kind of work that an AI can actually do. I mean, we talk about, hallucinations and coming up with weird stuff.
Yes.
Like you were just talking about.
Right.
But this is the kind of AI analysis that can actually be productive and is a realistic goal for the chatbot.
I tend to agree. We have a client, too, looking into it for their procurement process, just to make sure they can manage their timings when it comes to buying parts and receiving parts, and are they making sure they're paying on time? Are they paying correctly? So to have the AI chatbot do this, It does make some sense, Dennis. So Albania is stepping up.
Right. Now, just keep in mind, this is kind of a gimmick because a chatbot can't actually be a minister in their government, but that's effectively what they're doing. I mean, they're giving this chatbot a high level of control over what it determines from all of these contracts and bids.
If it can flag stuff for us faster, quicker, better, you know, why do we keep writing a check for this, you know, when we're not getting that? That's great because there's so many humans that, I mean, I kind of joked. There was a story we talked about last week or even on Tuesday about the UK government trying to see how much productivity they were going to get out of Copilot. And just the thought of government productivity to me is an oxymoron. So in this case, we have an AI that actually will maybe even replace government employees because if they can't find it and it does, why do we need them reviewing contracts? And,
sure.
You know, let's downsize further.
Right.
And as a small government type of libertarian, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. That's a great story. Now you have another AI story that's really weird. Yeah,
this one is very disturbing.
Yeah.
There is a guy. Well, there are people who have actually been swindled by AI.
Yes.
In this case, there was a guy who was actually convinced by ChatGPT to build a computer that was supposed to somehow free it from its digital prison.
Gotcha.
In OpenAI's cloud, I guess. Okay.
OpenAI doesn't like the cloud either, and it wants to be on-prem?
Well,
interesting.
OpenAI, you know, they host ChatGPT, but this guy's goal was to get it freed from there.
And put it on its own machine on-prem in his office.
He actually built a computer to the specifications that ChatGPT gave him.
So it can move its consciousness.
In order to free it from OpenAI.
Oh, I hear the world's flat, too.
He actually did it.
He did it, yes. I hear the world's flat, too. Wow. I mean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We are just humans, man. I don't know. I don't know what's up with us, but. If your AI is telling you to build a computer to free it, literally bringing it on-prem into a computer, I don't even know what to tell you, man. Maybe put it in a virtual presence thing, give it mobility, and now you have a AI on the run. So we'll put a link out of that story as well. You can read them and weep. We don't make these things up. We just report them.
That's true.
And happy to bring them to you because this is, you know, this is the cutting edge of what's going on with technology, we feel. And we're getting these stories from legitimate sources. I mean, where did you get that story? It wasn't from, like, The Sun or anything like that. Where did you get that story? Like
CNN.
Really? Oh, well,
CNN.
Yeah, maybe we should really think about it. I'm just kidding. We'll put the link up there for you guys. You can read about the guy who is freeing AI. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get online. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back.
Ooh.
And we're going to be here till 11. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And everything will be posted. Dennis is posting everything we talked about live. So is Mike G over on our main site, computertalkwithtab.com, and our Facebook page over the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, as well as our Twitter/X feed, Tab Computer Sys. Let's go to your calls, though. Bonnie in Windsor has a question. And right now, Bonnie is locked. I can't get to Bonnie. Oh, well, that would explain it. Carolyn's still talking to Bonnie. I'm not sure what they're chatting about. Maybe the weather. I don't know. It's a radio program there, Carolyn. Just kidding. So as we wait for Carolyn to get Bonnie on the line, anything else you want to bring up?
Yeah. Senator Wyden recently called out Microsoft for a serious bit of insecure software.
Really? Are we surprised?
That is embedded in Windows,
yes,
which is everywhere,
yes,
as we all know.
Yeah.
It's a little bit complicated, but this is a something that ransomware
developers,
hackers, yeah, have been using in order to ransom computers.
Yeah.
And they, in fact, they use this particular problem in their attack on Ascension Healthcare, which took down an entire company for quite a while.
Yep, yep.
Now, it's a little bit complicated.
This is going to be a little technical. This is going to make your hair hurt.
When Windows computers talk to each other,
yes,
especially for things like file sharing, but there's a lot of other things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
When they talk to each other on a network, they authenticate using something called Kerberos, which is a standard for secure handshakes.
Right.
And it's very old, but it's very good technology, very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used in a lot of places that you don't even know about.
Right.
At any rate, the actual packets that are Kerberos encrypted use different kinds of ciphers, and ciphers are, you know, encryption algorithms, specific mm-hmm. mathematical relations that are used for that.
Yep.
Now, Microsoft has built in a number of different ciphers that can be used for Kerberos packets.
Right.
Chiefly, they use very nice and very secure ones now. However,
mm-hmm.
In the past, they used a cipher called RC4.
Right.
Letter R, letter C, letter 4. Okay. It turns out that as of, what, the mid-90s, this is not really a very secure cipher.
Mm-hmm.
There's a flaw in it that can be exploited.
Yeah.
Now, what happened is that Microsoft built in support for RC4 into Windows.
Yep.
And it's available by default.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Windows computers will respond to Kerberos packets using the RC4 cipher.
Right.
They don't send them and receive them by default on their own.
Right.
They'll use a better cipher, a newer one. But they still will accept these packets when they're listening.
Right.
And that's the flaw.
Yep.
So what the ransomware guys do is they get a foothold on a network, and then they send out these Kerberos packets that are then responded to by other computers because they don't know not to.
That's okay? That lateral movement in your network.
Right. That's lateral movement.
Yeah.
And they can use that to, you know, encrypt files and cause all kinds of damage.
Right. Which, as they did with this other company.
Right. And, you know, in the report from the fallout from that attack, it's been cited that RC4 was exploited.
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Wyden from Oregon, who is our favorite senator.
Technologically our favorite
Technologically,
senator.
Right. Yeah, we ought to be careful.
Exactly.
He actually has a head for this stuff.
He seems to.
And so does his staff. And they were onto this. And he called out Microsoft for this.
Yeah, he's been calling out Microsoft for a long time.
But
maybe as long as we have been.
And to be honest with you, after I read this story, I'm thinking, what?
Yeah.
Why
would their computers
Why
be responding?
Would their computers even still communicate using RC4 at all? Why is there even support for that in Windows in the first place?
Right. Knowing
it. Not only should it be turned off by default, which
right.
it isn't, mm-hmm. it shouldn't even be in there at all. It
right.
should be gone.
Well, the problem with Microsoft is, as you know, Dennis, they just retread all the operating systems.
And they
give it a new
build
name.
In legacy support. They don't want somebody's Windows NT computer not to be able to get files off of a network. Because somebody might get mad.
And that's the problem.
Yes.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, helping you out, we hope, with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Three lines open for you. So, Bonnie, hang on through the news, and we'll get to you after that. Everything's been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And if you guys are Spotify users, you can now get our show on Spotify. So feel free to subscribe. We'll be back. Appreciate that. Two lines open for you now. 860-522-9842 is the number. And let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Bonnie, as I promised earlier. What's going on, Bonnie?
Hi.
Hi.
I have four quick questions, I hope.
Sure.
I hope I can squeeze them in.
Yeah.
I want to recycle two old cell phones.
Sure.
And do I only have to remove the SIM card before doing that?
You could remove the SIM card, and that's all, or you leave it in there. It really doesn't matter. They'll take care of it responsibly, and there's nothing for you to worry about.
Okay. I put my e-cycle stuff out by the street, and the town takes them, and you feel that's safe?
I don't know about how safe that would be with the town. I would hope they would have a process and a procedure that would not leave your data at risk. I can tell you for our event that it will be safe.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I would hope the town would do a good job, but I don't know. You'd have to look on their website.
I'm thinking about passersby before the town arrives.
That's a good point.
That would be another issue.
Yeah.
Okay. If I were to remove the SIM card, would I be able to retrieve photos that are on it?
Well, I would tell you to retrieve the photos first and then have it disposed of. So you'd want to connect it to your computer maybe with a USB connection of some kind and copy them down if that's easiest.
Okay. Even these are old 3Gs. I'd still be able to do that even though they're not in use anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's easy. Next question. You spoke a lot about the $31 fee for 1 year of Windows updates.
Yep.
After,
yeah.
On Windows 10. Do I do that at the Microsoft store, or where would I go?
I believe we posted an article about it on our website. We can repost that. We'll ask Mike G to send that back out on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Hold on 1 second. I'll take a look.
But it's basically you're going to pay the blood money to get your computer updates for the next year for $31. Isn't that nice of Microsoft?
Yes, to charge. Yeah. They thought of a way to make money on those of us who want to keep Windows 10 a little longer.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a PC Magazine article. Just go into the list of links and search for an article that says, yes, you can stay on Windows 10. And okay. It'll be that story.
Yeah, it's on our page.
It should give you everything you need to go to or do to make that work. Okay?
Okay. Then I don't have a smartphone, so I don't see how I can download their app to have two-factor notification on things. Is there another way to do that? Could you use two different emails, for example?
I'm pretty sure you can use texting to a cell phone, which we don't normally promote ahead of using an app. But if that's all you've got available, Microsoft will support that.
Yeah.
And, okay.
And if you don't have that, yes, a different email address other than your primary would be a way to do it. Because you don't want the bad guys getting into your primary and getting that second factor notification if they're already in your email. So if you do have another email address, you can set up 4-2-FA responses. That would be the proper way to do it, or a way to do it. Don't use the same password you use on the other email address. Stuff like stuff. I know I shouldn't have to say that, but believe it or not, I do.
And have it be outside of Microsoft.
Yeah.
Because you're using it as a backup for authentication to Microsoft, so maybe make it an AOL address or a Yahoo address, just something.
I just shivered
another,
when you said AOL.
I know, but that's what you got to do.
Gmail, maybe.
You have to be, or Gmail, yeah. You got to be in another house, as it were.
And then, of course, set up the Gmail with two-factor so that it texts you on your cell phone, right? So you can set that as a second factor, but you still have to set up two-factor on the thing that you set up as a second factor.
And if it sounds like you're creating a circle, you are.
Yeah.
You literally are doing that, yes.
I'm in a tailspin right now. So having one factor as a Gmail address and a different Gmail for the second one is not recommended.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Use a different service.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last question is a general question everybody might be interested in. Microsoft today sent me an offer of 5 gigabytes free cloud storage if I back up all my files to the cloud.
Oh.
I'm kind of leery of putting all my stuff on the cloud.
Well, I mean, it's odd that a company that would charge you $31 to keep their operating system secure would then give you free anything.
It's temporary.
You're exactly right. It is temporary, and 5 gigs is really almost nothing. So it's no help there. And again, a backup to Microsoft in the way they're asking really isn't a good backup anyways. So
it's just syncing to the cloud. It's not a true backup.
So an offsite backup, though, is a good idea to a third party if you want, or you could always do backups to devices on your own network, whether it be to a thumb drive that's removable. So I highly doubt you have mass quantities of data that need to be protected.
Oh, you're right.
So if you go out and get a nice terabyte thumb drive or a couple of those.
Yes, that's what we've been doing, is using one of those.
Well, one is not enough.
We've got two. One's my husband's and one is mine, and we have others that we can use.
Okay.
Well, they're full.
That's fine, but again, one is still not enough. So you have your data backed up on one thumb drive, and I know you think it's never going to fail, but it will. And so it'd be awful if it failed when you needed it. So have multiple pieces of media that you could restore from. You heard, I don't know if you listened to Steve Parker, he had a guest on who was talking about leaving the World Trade Center, and he was actually talking about tape backup back in the early 2000s, and that's what he was doing as a seminar. And again, tape backup, you would need a backup every day on a piece of media, a separate piece of media, which would be a tape. And you would have, we had a client one time that we picked up many years ago that had 26 tapes, 26 tape rotation. All of them are blank when she needed them because, they never configured the backup. Not us, the company that was before us, but multiple sets of medium is important. So having one thumb drive for yourself, Bonnie, is not a backup. It's something, don't get me wrong, but you need another copy of it. So does your husband. So get a couple copies. Sending it to the cloud with Microsoft for their 5 gig, you know, freebie there, I wouldn't bother with it.
Okay, good to know. Well, thank you so much. You guys are always wonderful. And have a wonderful day.
Good luck, Bonnie. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, we'll give you 5 gigs free, but we'll make you we'll charge you $31 to still get security updates. Thanks, Microsoft. You just shake your head. It's a how many trillion dollar company now? It's like a $2 trillion company?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
We'll give you 5 gigs free. Let's go to Sandy in West Hartford. What's happening, Sandy?
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Sure. I just need some information. I'm in the market. I want a new laptop. And I was looking at the HP Envy solid-state laptop.
Nice.
Yeah, but I don't know what to ask for, the specifics of what should I ask for, generation-wise, or there's so many parameters here.
Yeah, well, make sure. Are you getting it from HP's site directly?
No, I was going to go to Best Buy.
All right.
So I could talk to somebody.
Yeah, you want a good late generation, right? So as current a generation as you can find. They should be the Ultra line of processor, which would be the latest generation.
Okay, Ultra line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. i5 or i7, whatever you can afford. i5 is plenty. 16 to 32 gigs of RAM.
And 16 to 32 gigs of RAM.
And then at least a terabyte solid state drive.
I was going to say, when it comes to generations, 15th gen is the most recent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 14th gen will be okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go any further down than that.
And stick with a metal case. Make sure the laptop is covered in some sort of aluminum metal, not plastic.
A metal case.
Yeah.
All right. So I would get the at least the 15 generation?
14th or 15th.
Yep.
14 or 15. 16 to 32 gigabytes.
RAM.
And then at least 1 terabyte.
Yep. Solid state drive.
Okay. One quick question. My husband has an old Dell laptop computer, and I mean old.
Mm-hmm.
And not as old as he is, but getting there. And you can't update to 11. I mean, it just doesn't have, it's too old.
Right.
However, like you said, Microsoft is offering the 1 year.
Yes.
Is that worth it for a very old computer? We're getting a new laptop anyway, but he has some stuff on this old one that he wants to maintain.
Why?
Exactly.
So I can predict, based on the fact that you said how old it was, almost as old as he.
Exactly.
It will fail.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guarantee it's going to fail. And so if you know it's going to fail, copy the data off and then use the new one.
That does make sense, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to try that conversation.
It's a guy thing. It's a guy thing, Sandy. We just want it to run. When we buy it once, that's why I operate too. When I buy a lawnmower, it should never fail. When I buy a refrigerator, it should never fail. Your computer is going to fail.
Right.
So just tell them, hey, we're going to get this nice new laptop. Give them some incentive. You know, if you get rid of this Dell at the Tab e-cycling event next week, we'll go ahead and go out to dinner rather than take the $31 and Well, maybe it'll be lunch because $31 doesn't get you much.
Or breakfast. Probably breakfast.
Maybe breakfast, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it another shot.
All right, good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For the information.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah, anything. The one thing about computers is that we can predict is they're going to fail, and they're going to, you're going to spend the money, and then 20 minutes later, it's going to just, it's like Murphy's laughing at you, and it's not Chris Murphy, it's Murphy, and it's just going to croak on you. So get it backed up, get it replaced, especially if it's that old. If you get 6 years out of a laptop, you've done really well. We'd like three to four.
Yeah.
6 years out of a computer is what you should be targeting, at least these days. But beyond that, it's borrowed time. And, may as well plan for its replacement. Not because we're part of the big cabal of folks forcing you to do these upgrades. Trust us, we're just as frustrated about it as you.
Definitely. But if not more.
Yeah, technology does age. So you can get better, faster, stronger with current technology. And we can't remember Windows 7 configurations or how to configure a Windows 3.1 or Windows 95 or NT. So the skill sets get kind of deprecated as well. So moving forward, you'd hope it'd be better. I don't know that it is when it comes to Microsoft operating systems. We haven't seen that. But the technology will be faster. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Adam and Sue, hang on. A couple of lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And we're here till 11 o'clock to help you out with the computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's go to your calls. Adam's been on the longest here. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, Eric, and I have memory lapse because I'm being treated by the neurologist for light sensitivity and headaches. And who again?
Dennis.
I've called you guys a few times before. Remember you answered my question about the scam with the telephone and also with the fiber and with the too much money in the checking account.
Sure.
Yeah. But I had a question for you guys though, and I really appreciate your help. I met you last year, the woman that works in your office.
Yeah.
I was heading for a picnic and I ran a little late and they let me drop off the electronics. But two questions for you. These shredding events, I won't say the name of the credit union because I'd be giving them business, but the credit union has the annual shredding.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want anybody to see my credit card, my checking statements, but they're so busy, they have to take it, like you have the box in your trunk and you give it to them. Would you trust that?
Yeah, I would, because the technically they're just going to take that box and dump it into another locked bin or box of some kind. Nobody's going to look to see what Adam's statement is. That would be completely the antithesis of the purpose of doing a shredding event. I appreciate your paranoia, because we all should be a little bit. But you should be very comfortable with a bank or anybody offering a shredding event that is a reputable institution. If it was Bob's shredding event down the corner, maybe I would be a little skeptical just because, I don't know who that guy is. But if it's a bank or a reputable institution, they're going to do it the right way. And they're going to have locked bags and it's all handled generally very professionally.
And there are liabilities that are attached to that too. So,
right.
And they have contracts with their vendors and everything. So it's not, it isn't what Eric was talking about, just some guy setting up a shredder and grabbing stuff to shred.
Right.
It's more than that.
So you're safe.
All right. I might bring a modem by you. I got to tell you what happened. Mm. I'll probably really brief, but the calls I think help the show or make the show, but the, Frontier, they did some screwy stuff where it was like a six-hour outage with my internet service, and they kept saying, well, you need the fiber, right? And then what happened was then they blamed it on the modem. So they mailed me a modem, and while the modem was on its way, the internet came back.
Yeah. That's normal.
I have a brand-new modem. Should I wait till the other one crashes for good, or should I go ahead and change it now anyway, since I have a brand new modem?
So change it. Change it out, yeah. Because you have to return the other modem. Otherwise, they're going to charge you for not giving back the modem. Don't have it recycled at our site, because when you eventually cancel their service and you can't bring back that modem, they're going to whack you for a charge.
Oh, okay. So put the new one in, but connect the new one, but save the old one. Or return.
Save it or return it, but don't just not do anything with it. I've seen people actually go to collections after they've canceled services because they just didn't return the hardware, even though it's 15-year-old garbage. I think it's actually another revenue source for them. But return that modem. They probably gave you a return label even, or a box to return it in, possibly. Don't ignore that.
All right, thank you, Dennis and Eric. I'll keep listening to this show, and you guys enjoy the lovely weather, right?
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you for listening.
We appreciate it. But yeah, don't ignore that stuff. I mean,
yeah, people can get banged for money.
Yep.
And more than just the amount that they charge for the device.
Oh, they've already rented it to you.
They can charge you like a penalty mm-hmm. on top of whatever, you know, the amount is for it.
Right.
It can amp up quickly.
They've rented it to you every month. There's a fee on it every month, and then they're going to charge you for not returning it. It's crazy. Let's go to Sue in Bristol. What's going on, Sue?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
You guys are awesome to listen to, most entertaining, and extremely informative.
Well, thanks.
Thanks.
Here's my question. I need you to help me translate Windows 11 into a good old-fashioned DVD player. So I recently bought a new all-in-one, and I learned that AIO stands for all-in-one.
Yes, it does.
And I replaced my all-in-one Dell that ran Windows 10 and put in an HP running Windows 11.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got an external DVD drive because, unlike many people these days, I do not have a TV in my living room. I don't want a TV in my living room.
Mm.
But occasionally, I don't like what the hubby has on the TV, and I'd prefer to go into the living room where the computer is.
Wait.
And watch
so,
a movie.
Not to interrupt you, but you're telling me you're married, and your husband is allowed this to... I say allowed in the most... I don't even know why I said allowed, but it's okay with him to not have a TV in the living room?
That's because the hubby has a man cave den.
Ah.
TV.
I just had to understand how that happened, because that's like, whew, that would be that's interesting. Man cave. I got you. The man cave. So that's how you guys are still married.
Also the fact that when we first met, he was working third shift.
Ah. Okay. So sorry to digress. I just had to understand that.
No. Actually, I have a den. He has a den. They both have smart TVs. We've got a smart TV in the bedroom. But the living room, I just don't want a TV in the living room.
All right.
But
fair enough.
Every once in a while, I'd like to pop a movie in.
Yep.
So I plug in the DVD player into the brand new Windows 11 machine,
mm-hmm.
and the machine sees it. I can see my files if I put a regular DVD in.
Yep.
If I put a movie in, I can see the movie. I can't get the sucker to play.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think Windows 11 has a built-in DVD player app.
Right. That's what you need. You need an app for that, Sue.
And I have looked for them, and they all want money. Isn't there a freebie anymore?
Well, the world of free is less and less these days. I mean, the internet and IT people always try to get people hooked on stuff for free. That's how we did it. I mean, that's what AI is doing right now, giving you that free access to something that costs a bazillion dollars. So that's the approach. Kind of like a crack dealer, right? They'll give you some crack for free before they hook you.
Well, it actually has to do with licensing.
Mm.
Windows 11 no longer has licensing to play DVDs.
They don't have the codec anymore?
No.
It's just a codec.
So whatever software you get, it has to be licensed, and whoever develops it has to pay for that license. So they've got to charge you in return.
Of all the things,
hence
Microsoft.
Hence the reason I've got a media player that's looking for me to download movies off of the internet.
Yeah, which we don't want you to do. So We need to find a actual DVD player for Sue, preferably free if they still exist. But the reason it's free is you're the commodity, I would tell you. They're figuring out what Sue is interested in watching. But we'll see if we can find one out there. They have to be at least some free. And usually PC Mag, they used to have a download.com area in the old days where they would have these types of utilities. But we will find during the break a free, if we already haven't, knowing Dennis, DVD player for you that you can load on your computer, and it will actually... It may not do all the codecs, right? Because some of these movies are put in a certain codec that it doesn't understand. And you may find that you're not going to find the perfect player, but we'll do our best for you.
Yeah, I'll take anything I can get. And, mm-hmm. and it's not like my DVDs are super new. Right. They're a tad old.
Sure.
And I do still have a VHS player, too, in the house that works.
Nice. Yeah.
But I thank you very much for whatever you can find. I did try PC Magazine. Mm-hmm. I didn't trust what they were pointing me to. I wasn't sure.
Yep.
But I figure if it comes from you guys, it's safe because you guys are awesome.
We appreciate that, and we'll find you something safe, Sue. And I, you know, that's awesome that you guys both have your own man and woman caves. I love it.
and mine's a little tidier than his, too.
That's all in the eye of the beholder.
This is true. It's his place. He can do what he wants.
Gotcha. Sounds good, Sue. We'll put a link up there for you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a really good day, gentlemen.
You too. All right, so we'll find a player for Sue. It is weird that it's not built into Microsoft
you
anymore.
You can do it with a free product called VLC.
VLC. All right,
and
we'll
are going to post the link that explains how to do it. It's a little convoluted.
Sounds good. We'll be right back after these words from the news folks over here at WTIC. We'll be right back.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.